If you walk around Key West, Florida, there's a good chance you may encounter a most unusual type of cat. Many of the felines here have six toes, and the reason they found a home here has to do with the location on the water and perhaps one well-known author. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Ernest Hemingway's books are still quite popular today. Dave Gonzalez, curator at the Ernest Hemingway Home and Museum in Key West, Florida, says the people in his novels were usually based on real people he'd met.
He had a love of his life when he was just 18 years old. It was Agnes von Karowski who nursed him when his leg was injured in Milan, Italy, when he was an ambulance driver. And he wrote her into the book A Farewell to Arms as the character Catherine.
Perhaps Hemingway's feelings were best expressed with the character's outcome in the novel.
He had proposed to the real Agnes and she turned him down for marriage. So in the book A Farewell to Arms, he takes Catherine and he kills her off in the end. We call that writer's revenge.
This home is not only where Hemingway wrote many of his novels, it's also home to about 45 six-toed cats.
They were very popular on clipper ships because the extra claws that captains thought made them better mousers and would catch the rodents on the ships.
Those cats were prevalent in seaside towns. Some thought they were lucky cats with mystical powers. Hemingway wanted one for himself.
His sons were running errands on the docks of Key West, and the harbor master paid them that day for their errands, but he said, "I got a bonus for you. I hear your dad wants one of those gypsy cats. Here you go." He gave them a white six-toed cat that they named Snowball, and that was the first of the six-toed cats here on the property.
The entire city seems to have a good share of the unique cats.
In Key West, they were sort of a sought-after mutation where people thought that those six toes looked really cool, kind of like the Clydesdale horses and Budweiser. They're just the big feet makes them look like fun.
Traveling the countryside in Key West, Florida, I'm Andrew McRae.